Hi, I'm Tom Evans, and I'm delighted today to be speaking with Denise Harris-Hayhurst. So, hi, Denise.
Hi, Tom.
Great to see you.
And you.
And you've actually just surprised me and told me that you've been using the Cuba Karma, and you're a qualified tour guide for the Cuba Karma. Mm-hmm. You've been using it with children, which I really wasn't expecting.
Yes, that's right. It came by surprise that actually they were playing with it, and they actually enjoyed looking at it and working out what it was. And
wow, that's phenomenal. Yeah. And did they use any particular side of the cube or any of the flavours on the cube?
Well, yes, actually, I started using the words on the west side of the cube because they were asking what it was and I was explaining to them. And so I work with one word at a time on the west side of the cube at the
and
moment.
The west side is the entry point for the cube, so that'd be a natural side for you to use. But did they find that intuitively?
I found that actually situations arose where I could explain a word that was on the cube because they were intrigued about the cube, and then I would pick up the west side and say, actually, you want to know this is what it's about and it's this word, and we would work with that word, and they would play with it and in ways that I didn't imagine and interpret the words in ways that I didn't imagine for a great change for them.
And what particular word or flavour do they zero in on?
Well, perception they would zero in on initially, and the interpretation perception, and they'd come up with their own words for perception, which is amazing as well.
Oh, like what?
Yeah, well, it's perception isn't seeing the world that we see at the moment, but also about other people seeing our world.
Wow. So hang on, but this sounds like we could develop a new version of it called the Kids Cube. But spelt maybe K-U-B-E.
Yes, definitely.
Wouldn't that be phenomenal?
Yes.
That's a great example of also, because this stuff, obviously thousands of years old in terms of its wisdom. Mm. We obviously explain it to adults.
Yes.
But it's great that kids seem to be picking this up intuitively.
Yes, and they understand it much quicker than I've noticed that adults understand it. Mm-hmm. They understand what it's about.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what should we do? iPhone app, you think, next?
Oh, yes, most definitely, yes. I think my son's got other ideas, yes.
Or just we could do a play cube that we could roll. And that
well,
sort
a
of
play
stuff.
Cube is probably more the thing that's going to be coming next.
Oh, that just sounds great. Well, so I'm really thrilled that you've taken the cube and you're running with it.
Mm.
You're using it in ways that I wasn't expecting.
Mm.
And, of course, when I took it on board, because I took it from that old esoteric tradition, I'm using it in ways that the people that originally came up with it weren't expecting as well.
Oh, of course.
And that's the spirit of the cube, as we know, that this is something which we don't own.
No.
We're more like the curators and guardians for.
Yeah.
And we want to spread and
we learn and share.
And you're doing the best. Well, you did a fantastic job with it. Well done.
Well, thank you very much.
Take care. See you soon.
Thank you, Tom.